Hello, everybody. This is Maura, and I have a friend here with me. Say hi.
Hello.
That's Moheb, and he's a new addition at QLIPS. Actually, we're going to start a writing course at QLIPS soon, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and so Moheb and I have been working on that together. So we thought we'd give you a Chatterbox podcast so you could get to know him a little bit more. So this is your Chatterbox podcast about Moheb. And if you want to see the transcript or more explanation or quizzes for this episode, go to our website, qlips.com, become a member, and check out the lip service. Now, let's get started. Let's get to know Moheb. How's it going? How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Moheb, and I'm new here to Canada. I'm actually originally from Egypt, from Alexandria, but I moved to the United States when I was a kid. And I lived in a few different places in the United States. I lived in Oklahoma and Ohio, and I went to school in New York, which I really loved. And, you know, I've spent some time in Michigan and California. I've hopped around.
Yeah, for sure. So how old were you when you came to the U.S.?
I was just 6 years old.
Okay, so do you remember it at all?
You know, being 6 years old, I knew how to speak Arabic. And, you know, I remembered my family's homes and uncles' houses and everything, but my experience, really, of Egypt is more kind of a family experience.
Okay.
You know, when I moved to the U.S., I didn't know how to read or write Arabic, and that's something I kind of haven't really picked up yet.
Okay.
So, you know, I have kind of an interesting relationship with it.
So, do you know how to speak Arabic still?
Yes, I do. I still remember it. Because, again, you know, when you're with your family, even if you're in a new country, you still kind of keep up those kinds of relationships.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Cool. So do you have an accent when you speak Arabic? Because you clearly don't have an accent in English.
I don't. I'm lucky enough not to have an accent in either of those two languages.
That's pretty cool, I think, to be fluently bilingual in two languages. It's really lucky.
I just need to learn the reading and writing part of Arabic, and then I'll be great. I'll be set.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you said you lived in Ohio, Oklahoma, New York. Was it New York City?
Yes.
Okay, and Michigan, too. What was your favorite place?
Well, you know, I have a really soft spot in my heart for the Midwest, but I really enjoyed New York City.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Well, I've only been to New York City once, and I thought it was amazing, like most people do. But what is it like to live in New York City?
It's, I would say, really, really busy and really crowded. I think everything that you experience when you go as a visitor are true when you're living there. But because you're there longer, I think you can kind of, you know, get some of the more quiet experiences that are there. And just being able to step out of your house and walk for hours, I mean, that's really one of my favorite things that I did there. Is just go walk around and see different parts of the city and how the city changes every other block. You know, you move into a new part of town. So I think that's a really nice part of living there.
Which part of New York City did you live in?
I lived in Queens, in Astoria,
cool.
Where, in fact, there is a huge population of Greeks and Egyptians.
So we just talked a lot about America and you being American and different places there. Now you're in Canada. How did you come here?
Well, it was really straightforward. I really was sick of my job. I wanted to go back to school.
Okay.
And I found a really, really fantastic education program in Toronto.
Okay, so it was really all about school.
That's right. Now let me say also that I've always really loved Canada. I have a lot of relatives in Montreal, actually. So I've been visiting Canada for a long time as a kid.
Okay, so you knew Canada a little bit, too?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay. So you moved to Toronto. How long did you live there?
Just a couple of years.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I like Montreal a lot more, though.
Oh, interesting. Toronto and Montreal have a little bit of rivalry. They try to compete to be a more interesting or cultural place.
Agreed.
Yeah, but Montreal is pretty cool.
That's right.
We like Toronto too.
Yes, we do.
Of course.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so how long have you been in Canada?
Well, I think it's probably coming on 3 years now. I moved to Montreal in September. So I've spent, you know, some time here, but I haven't really figured it all out.
Okay.
I'm still new.
You're still getting to know the city.
That's right.
So, of course, Moheb, I have to ask, since you are American, what are some differences that you've seen between Canada and the U.S.? That's a big question for Canadians and Americans, I know.
There's a lot of similarities, and there's, I think, also a lot of differences. I think one of the differences that everyone sort of talks about is that Canadians are very friendly and open. And I think that I've found that to be very true.
Okay.
So I've really enjoyed that. You know, it was easy to make friends and find friends here.
Yeah, I find that actually Americans are really friendly. I think Canadians are polite, but sometimes they can be very quiet. And Americans talk to everybody.
I think that you're right. That's a really big difference, actually. Polite versus friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Both positive things.
Very much.
Okay, cool. Any other things that you've noticed that are different between Canada and the U.S.?
Well, you know, off the top of my head, I think that the color of the money in Canada, you know, Canadian money is very colorful.
Right.
And United States money is all green.
Yeah.
So that really makes a big difference.
For sure. I mean, when I go to the States, it's hard to tell the difference between the money. I mean, you have to search for the actual number. But here, it's faster.
I admit, I prefer the colored money more.
Yeah.
But one more thing about money. Here you've got toonies and loonies. And in the United States, we don't have that. We have dollar bills. So I find that I spend more money here because I just think it's a bunch of change in my pocket and I'm willing to let go of it faster.
Exactly.
Very smart.
Yeah. So the loony is the Canadian slang for our dollar coin.
That's right.
And then the toonie is the slang for the $2 coin.
That's right. It took me a while to remember that. I kind of thought it was a little funny to say those words, but I got used to it.
They are pretty funny words, actually. And if you check out the lip service, I'll explain the origin of those funny words in lip service. All right, Moheb. That sounds good. I think now our listeners know a little bit more about you. And hopefully some of you will be interested in taking the writing course.
That's right.
Thanks a lot. This has been the Chatterbox Podcast. Don't forget to go to our website, culips.com, culips.com. Thanks a lot. This has been Maura.
And Moheb.
See you later.